How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this episode, it's actually part two of three of an interview I did with Jen Trepik from a podcast, Salad with a Side of Fries. And in this particular episode, we go into some of her golden nuggets, which is very similar to my fitness hacks. And we kind of swap stories of what we've done with our clients and some cool tips and tricks. So if you're interested, stay tuned to this one. If you want to catch up, go back one episode.
Jen, Let's move on to the next episode. We wanted to talk about, I kind of was scanning through your podcast and listened to a few, and you kind of run it the same way with me, as having a guest on the show to someone in health and wellness, very cool topics. And then you'll do your little nuggets of information, which are kind of like my hacks on my show. I was scanning some and the benefits of like eating pomegranates, or there was a cool one you just did. It was about the neuroscience of something. What are some of your favorites?
Yeah. So it's the way the episodes work. Half of the episodes are interviews with another expert. Half of the episodes are my content, things I talk about with my clients. And I typically have like a friend or a client or a podcast listener join me on those. So it's still a conversation.
Yeah.
And then every episode, every week, there's the bonus nutrition nugget. So they are 15 minutes or less. Sometimes, like you said, it's a deep dive into a specific food, or a deep dive into, sometimes it's not even so deep, but, you know, a nugget of something tangible, something to rethink. So I loved the one we did this year about the soleus push-up. Are you familiar with the soleus muscle in the back of the leg?
Yes.
So
but focusing on that for a push-up?
Right. Okay. So this was discovered. The whole muscle was discovered like October of 2022, like 10 minutes ago, right? And so this muscle is in the back of the shin, so like on the calf, between what we think of as our calf muscle and the Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And it's part of what balances us when we're walking. But what's really interesting about it is that it is designed to never fatigue. And what fuels it is not glycogen like most muscles. What fuels it is actually blood sugar. And so if you sit in a chair, and I'm doing right now, just lift your heels up and down, right? Basically putting pressure on your toe to lift your heel. It's a soleus push-up. That muscle will never get exhausted, and it helps burn
calories.
Blood sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Blood sugar.
Oh, blood sugar.
Blood sugar. Yeah. So really interesting. It could be potentially like the biggest innovation in metabolic health. We'll see what happens. But that's an interesting one. And then I also love the ones that sort of get into more the mental side. Like you mentioned, like the neurobiology, neurolinguistic programming and things like that. So I did one on the word don't. So our brain cannot, our subconscious cannot compute the word don't. So if we say, right, we always hear that the typical example, don't think of a purple elephant, and all you can see is a purple elephant, right? So all those times when we say to ourselves, don't eat the ice cream, don't eat the candy, don't eat the ice cream, don't eat the candy, all our brain hears is eat the ice cream, eat the candy. So rather, we can make life a lot easier if we just say, eat the carrot, eat the banana, eat the apple, eat the carrot, eat the apple, eat the banana, right? Those things are a lot easier. And it's little things that we can do for a huge difference, because like nobody wins for making this the hardest.
Yeah. And I try not to say I can't or I don't. I like to say I won't.
Exactly.
I won't do this.
Right. I always ask, what are you willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What are you willing to do? We want this outcome. What are we willing to do? Are those two things compatible or not? I did another one similar to that. On I have versus I am. So in neurolinguistic programming and personal development, right, the most powerful statements are I am statements, right? When we have challenges with, then we translate it into health things, right? When we have challenges with weight, we say I am overweight. I am heavy. I am diabetic. But any other disease state, we use I have. I have cancer.
This condition, yeah.
I have fibromyalgia. The difference between I am and I have, one is identity and permanent, the other is a condition and temporary.
And hopefully can be cured.
Yeah.
Going back to the I can and I don't and I won't kind of thing, a cool trick I learned from a psychotherapist, I started using it for myself, was really for me, it's the end of the night. I try to fast as long as I can and keep myself out of the kitchen. Then I get there and it's just hard to stop. And then late night, you just ask yourself these three questions. You look at the fridge and you're like, do I want this? You have to ask these questions. Yes, I do. Are you going to enjoy it after you put it in your mouth? Yes, I am. I am going to enjoy it. And the third one is, are you going to regret this an hour later after you do it? Ah, crap. Yeah, I probably am. Can't have it. And if you say no, go for it. So it kind of keeps it in perspective, and maybe you take a little bit less of something. So that's kind of the thing I've been using over the last few months, and man, it works. It's all training your brain, training your mind.
And going to your point earlier of even the tracking, the journaling, I'm a big fan of let's look at the rest of the day instead of having this like required moment in front of the fridge at 2 o'clock in the morning or midnight or whatever it is, right? 9 times out of 10, what's happening at that time is a function of what is or isn't happening at another time of the day.
Yeah. What are you finding with your people signing up with you? What's kind of is there a recurring thing that you're finding with people that you're fixing and adjusting that is pretty much across the board with all people?
I mean, similar to what you said before, it's a lot about retraining and rethinking about foods and understanding. A big piece is understanding portions, understanding, you know, what the body needs in a day, and helping people realize that calories are actually the worst metric of what we want to have or not have. And by the same token, the scale is the worst metric of our progress.
Oh, God. That's in my business. The scale is the worst, or at least for the first 3 months, because the first 3 months we're trying to raise their BMR and their lean muscle mass. And it's the first thing that's going to shoot right up because muscle is heavy and people are not happy.
So we never take one measurement without taking all of the measurements. And we check in on those measurements once a month. So everybody who's doing it weekly or daily, towards the scale.
And there's not enough change that's going to happen within a week or two. We use the same thing. Month or 2 months.
The changes that you're seeing in a week are not a reflection of what we're doing. Yeah. It's more likely there's so many other things going on and so many other variables that by looking at a greater span of time, we eliminate a lot of those smaller variables to get a much better indicator of what's happening.
Yeah. And just for myself, I'm 210. I fluctuate like 4 to 5 pounds of just water weight, depending on how much sodium I had or how much exercise I did. And I'm getting that bloat for after the exercise. So That's why you got to wait that time period just to get a good gauge.
I always remember like in my old dieting days, it's like on the weigh-in day, it was like I'm having nothing until I do my weigh-in and like maybe I could go do a cardio session and like sweat something else out before I get on the scale, right? And then it's like one day I remember drinking like literally measured it 8 ounces of water and then get on the scale and it's like 3 pounds. And I was like, how the hell is that possible? Right. Like it can just play tricks with us. So divorce the scale.
Yeah. Plus your skin can evaporate or pull in water from the air. So if people don't understand that too, you're like, I've done nothing for 2 hours and I went up or down 2 pounds. Like you can thermogenics, evaporation, all this stuff can happen.
Yeah.
But yeah. If my audience is interested, what's the best way to get a hold of you? I'm sure your website, social media.
All the places, easiest, whatever's easiest for you, you'll find me. So podcast is Salad with a Side of Fries. All social media, I'm at Jen Trepek, JenTrepeck. And the website, asaladwithasideoffries.com.
Awesome. My audience knows I always put that in the show notes so they can just click on the links. But before we go, Jen, is there any last final words you'd like to throw out to my audience? Anything that might resonate with them?
Oh, I think, listen, my biggest hack for over 40 is it's not actually as complicated as you've been told it is. We got this. I got you.
Awesome. Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming on my show and we'll see where it goes from there. If any of the audience members want to check you out and then let's keep doing
our
thing. Keep spreading
the word. Absolutely. Please. Yes. And please reach out. Like I love nothing more than hearing from you. So please tell me what's resonating, what was new, what was repeat, but you know, all the things.
Awesome. If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.
Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show.
please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.